What up, what up, what up? Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and take our silliness seriously. The professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and our audible side piece, DJ Hey Cousin. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what is going on, everybody? I am back. It feels like I haven't been here in a while.
It does feel like that. It was a great feeling. Yeah, all right, so
yeah. Got a lot of good rest.
It's been a hell of a week. So many random things definitely happened. One of them happened in this week's minisode. So if you didn't hear that, trust me when I say it's hilarious. I discussed a few things on that episode. I talked about some random, just weird food facts that I never thought about. They're very interesting. And also, if I created my own, I guess, not safe for work curse word.
Ooh.
Based off of a BuzzFeed personality quiz. So yeah, that was great. Oh, and also DJ Hey Cousin scared the absolute shit out of me.
Oh, you told him. I didn't think he was gonna tell him. Yeah, that scared the living daylights out of you
little shit. So also I recorded it on video as well, so this minisode will be available in video form on the Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook right now. You can check it out. And it will be available on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel next week. So,
And I'll be releasing a video of the scare on a 10-minute loop on my channels soon.
That's already happening, like, in your head, honestly. Yeah. He has been just, like, staring off into the distance and then just, like, randomly laughing. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, yeah, that scream. That scream was crazy. Here is a small little tease of the scream. And I cannot tell you, if you're listening to this via podcast, reviews are so important for podcasters. So if there is a podcast that you enjoy. What?
I really wish I would have recorded that.
3 seconds. What the fuck are you doing here?
There was a scheduling conflict, so I didn't have work today.
Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. So another random thing that happened this week was actually kind of creepy as fuck. It was a creepy ass experience that we had at a local pool hall.
Oh, wow.
Not too far from where we live. So Wes and I, we rolled up to this random ass pool hall. Actually, it's been there for a while. And we have both been there before, but it was like years ago.
Yeah,
like
years apart.
10 plus years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe 15 even. And it used to be like a popping spot. So we decided, hey, let's go do something fun today. Let's go shoot some pool, you know, have some drinks. They advertise they have food. Let's go ahead and go.
Yeah, it's a Friday afternoon, early afternoon. So let's
have a good time.
All right, let's go shoot some pool and just chill out. You know what I'm saying? Drink some beer, have a good little old time.
But instead, we were expecting a little fun. But instead, we walked into what feels like the set of a low-budget horror movie. It was like three older men. No music, just staring. It was crazy. It was because we walk in there, and at first, no one says anything to us. They don't even look at us at first. And then they all look at us like at the same time and then go back to whatever they were doing. And we're like, so, and then I ask, so how does this work? How do we pay? Do we pay over there? Like, how much is it?
They looked at us like we walked into their living room.
They did.
They looked at us like we weren't necessarily supposed to be there. They looked at us like we didn't even know, like, oh wow, you found out we're here. Damn, you discovered this space.
I would say that like it felt racist, but one of them was black, so I didn't understand why it felt racist. It was
weird. It was
two white men and one black guy.
It was an ageist thing.
They
were all old
thing.
And we're younger. And it was just, you know, it was that what are y'all guys, what, go, shouldn't y'all be go doing some TikToks or something? What are y'all? Get out of here. So,
and there was no music. It was quiet as fuck in there.
Dead quiet.
Quiet as shit.
Quieter than... I haven't experienced that level of quiet in some time, actually.
It felt like a library where you could drink. Like, it was weird as shit. And, like, we didn't want to, like... they were giving us full-on "you don't belong here" energy, and we tried to like be nice and not offend them by leaving immediately. And we started to play a game. We had to take the cover of the pool table off ourselves, and then we asked him how much it was. He was like, "Oh, it's $6 an hour." And the other guy was like, "Oh, make it $5. They gotta unwrap the table and shit, you know." And then that was kind of weird. And then we got the balls. I broke. It was a nice break. Wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it wasn't.
You know, and then I was like, fuck, do they take credit cards? So I asked them that, and they were like, no. And then I was like, oh, great. Okay, I found a way out of this. Let's go.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, might as well leave.
Let's go ahead and go. So then we just put the balls back and recovered the table, and we left because they didn't take credit card and not have any cash. So it was a great way out without offending them. At least I hope so. So I do have a question for you guys listening. I want to know if you guys have ever gone somewhere and it just felt like you didn't belong. Did you stay or did you choose to leave? Let me know via Spotify comments, the Professionally Silly Facebook group, or, you know, shoot me a text on my Google Voice numbers down below in the show notes. So another interesting thing that happened is that I bought a giant create your own rules Jenga game on Amazon. And, like, some of the blocks have numbers on them. So we created, like, our own rules for the wooden blocks. For instance, if you pull, like, a Jenga block with the number 5 on it, you have to take a shot of moonshine pickle juice. Or if you pull a 6, you know, you had to have a spoonful of mayonnaise. So it was quite the experience. Wes and I, DJ Hey Cousin, excuse me, we made a video on my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly, and we played Create Your Own Rules Jenga, and it was hilarious.
Yes, it was disgusting, hilarious, a little painful. Yeah, it was a bunch of adjectives I could use to describe that. Fun also being one as well.
Fun, it was fun. I think like it was very, because like anytime we play that game, we can definitely change the rules at any point. But I was telling him that it'd be amazing to do a live of us doing the Create Our Own Rules Jenga and things like that, because because we incorporated so many different things into it. We had the glorious flip cup game. That was involved somehow in this game. Shots were obviously involved. Random trivia questions. It was a good time. So, of course, this, again, was filmed for the YouTube channel. So if you want to go ahead and check it out, do that. Here is a little audio from that. Yeah, we're going to be playing Extreme Jenga. Some of them have numbers on them. Rules. Okay. Oh, one.
Don't always trust the prescription the doctor gives you. This addictive substance was once prescribed for things as common as coughs and headaches. A. Heroin. B. Oxycodone. C. Crystal meth. D. Alcohol.
Which one was heroin? Is that it? Did I get it right?
You did.
Yeah, heroin! I shouldn't be that excited about heroin. 3.
Oh, shot of soju.
20.1% alcohol.
Flip it.
Was that a 6?
It's a 6. What's the 6 again?
Shit!
Oh, it happened. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, this is so gross.
Oh, that's a lot.
So if you want to see the video for yourself, once again, I will post a link down below in the show notes. So check out my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly. We have a lot of fun over there. Subscribe, click that thumbs up button, and make sure you guys subscribe. All right, so after all of that, let's go ahead and get into the show. Last week, we had some predictions about the future that went hilariously and horribly wrong. I also talked about drama of cheating spouses who were caught. So that's interesting. That and more. If you missed it, go back and take a listen. This week, hilarious and unfortunate names that people actually have. Scams you should look out for. That and more right here on the Best Damn Podcast 2 of you have ever heard. Subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. And if you're listening on Spotify, leave those comments directly under the episodes you're listening to. Let's go ahead and get to our POC Excellence segment coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know shit about snowboarding. I know it's done in the snow and it's not as easy as it looks. Those are things I know. But recently, one of you sent me our POC excellence choice of the week. Wow.
Yeah. Ooh.
So shout out to @folks on the go IG page. because they sent me this POC's Excellent Segment Choice of the Week. Shout out to you guys. So I want to talk about Zeb Powell. Have you heard of him? The fact that you said, hey, means you have.
I sure have. I've seen a bunch of his clips. He's been doing stuff that for black folks would have came would come very naturally to us on the snowboard, but to these other, to everybody else on the planet, it looks like science in the air.
I got to tell you, I did come across this person before. I was received this DM, and I was thinking about doing it for a POC Excellent Segment, and then I got the DM from them, and I was like, okay, I think that's a sign. Let's talk about this guy. Because I do have a few that I was like, let's hit it now. But let's go ahead and celebrate this guy. So Zeb Powell is breaking barriers in snowboarding. Mm-hmm. And this is from the Instagram page at Black Folks Rock. So go ahead and follow them. I know I do. So he's becoming the first black snowboarder to win at the X Games with his bold style, creativity, and technical brilliance. And I actually got to see a few clips of him doing his thing. And I got to tell you, he is gliding, damn near levitating in the air. It's so graceful. It's beautiful. It's like art. The way that this man flies with his snowboard, it's amazing. So he grew up in North Carolina, far from the traditional snowboarding hubs, as they say here, again, at Black Folks Rock Instagram page. And it also says here, Powell's passion and determination propelled him to the top. His historic 2020 victory in the Knuckle Huck event not only showcases an innovative talent, but also inspired a new generation of athletes, sending a powerful message about diversity and inclusion in winter sports. And I got to tell you, anytime one of us gets involved in a quote unquote white activity, we usually dominate that shit. I'm just throwing it out there.
I mean, yeah, we're just naturally better at some things, genetically speaking. I mean, it's just every version of Homo sapien has their thing. That's our thing.
So I would love it if you guys go ahead and take a look at Zeb Powell. It's Z-E-B Powell. And check out, look at his videos. He's amazing. Apparently, he actually first stepped onto a snowboard at the age of 6 and was instantly hooked. And so despite limited access, obviously being in North Carolina, he was relentless, and his determination was able to get him kind of an outside of the box approach that was able to set him apart. So through the creativity and hard work and a fearless mindset, Zeb has become one of the most thrilling and influential snowboarders of his generation. So let's go ahead and make sure we give our flowers to our boy, Zeb Powell.
Gold at 20 years old.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The only thing gold I've had around that age might have been wrapped in chocolate. Like, you know, chocolate on the inside.
Okay, yeah. Some Willy Wonka shit. No, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I'm also not a snowboarder. I do what I can. I'm an amazing VR player.
That's awesome. No, I feel
Uno
you.
Player.
Yeah.
Connect 4, especially. Yeah. Don't play with me. You know what's up. Hey, how many games of Connect 4 have you won against me, Wes?
This is a random question. Why would you?
It's just a question.
I don't remember at this current moment.
The answer is 0.
Oh, so you knew the answer to that question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He can't beat me. Watch out for these scams. Many people are falling for these. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. We live in a world where technology is amazing, obviously.
So cool.
What'd you say?
So cool.
It is so cool. But it's making it easier for shitty people to take advantage of you and steal from you. So I'm going to share some info with you guys about a couple of scams that you might not be aware of, but chances are it is so common you've experienced them.
Yeah, we've moved far beyond the pieces of mail saying they're a African diplomat and all they need is your social security number and they'll wire you $50 million.
Oh, the classic Nigerian scam.
Yeah, classic.
Mm. You know, the funny thing is I was actually scammed, or a Nigerian tried to scam me. It was a whole thing. Mm. I made a YouTube channel, a YouTube video about it. It's crazy. It's like when I was living in Los Angeles. There's a little scavenger hunt. Go find that video. All right. So I have shared a few scams with you guys over the years, and I've discussed scams definitely a few times on the big show too. And listen, I'm not scam goddess. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I am, but I'll tell you about this. Okay. If I come across some shit, I'm going to tell you. So by the way, check out Scam Goddess. She's available on the podcast form is how I found out about her. And recently my dad told me that she has a show. I think it's on Hulu. Anyways, just Google that shit. Scam Goddess videos. It's there. All right. So you want to hear more detailed information on all kinds of scams, you definitely want to check her out. She's very well equipped and educated on the topics. All right, so today I'm going to tell you about two scams that have affected me personally because my dumbass almost fell for at least one of these.
Uh-huh.
Shut up, bitch. Let's talk about the Amazon scam and the toll scam. So I almost fell for one of these scams. DJ Hey Cousin, can you guess which one that I almost fell for?
Both of them.
All right. So don't believe me at all. I'm going to go ahead and share some audio about each scam, and then I'll let you know which one of these scams I almost fell for. So the first one is coming from an Instagram page at Cybersecurity Girl. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and let her do all the talking. You ready for this?
Let's do it. Let's see how you got scammed.
Shut up.
A new scam for people to try to get in your phone, and it involves an actual package in the mail. I don't know if you guys have heard this, it happened to me and I was like, what?
What?
People will send you a random gift without telling you who it's from. You open this gift and you're like, huh, what is that? And then there's a little card in there that says, to find out who sent you this gift, scan this QR code. As soon as you scan that QR code, they are in your phone and they're looking around, taking your money, doing all kinds of stuff. Do not do it. I didn't scan it. Thank God I thought about it. Cause I mean, of course I wanted to send me this, but then I find out it's a scammer and oh my God,
what did they send you?
It was actually tattoo cream. Oh. It was very random. So the first person I called was Brandon and said, hey, did you accidentally order this? And I called a few people who I thought might send it.
Yeah.
Everybody said no. I saw that little QR code and I just Googled it because I wanted to see what is this.
Wow.
That's a close one. Cause look, it's sent to your house. You're like, okay, someone I know. Okay. Thanks for the warning on that.
Yeah. Don't scan the QR code.
So we just heard the audio there. That was on coming from the Instagram page at Cybersecurity Girl. All words are spelled correctly. Have you heard of this scam before, DJ Hey Cousin?
Yeah, I have. And it's a doozy. It's very unassuming and everyone likes free stuff. Mm-hmm. So it gets you right in the sweet spot.
It really does. And here's the thing, listeners. The QR code scam is more than just coming to your house. Like if you're parking somewhere, sometimes they have fake QR codes for parking. Mm-hmm. And so you think you're paying for parking and you're really not. They're getting all your information and data and things like that. So the QR code scam, be careful. Don't just go around scanning random ass QR codes. Before the scammers figured out how to like fuck with that, it was fun because a cat video or like a dick pic or some shit. But they're taking your banking information. So you know don't scan those.
It's getting real out here, so just be wary of where you scan your QR codes.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Be wary. The QR code thing is still something that a lot of people are still like getting used to. Like not everybody is like, it's not everyone's first instinct to like scan a QR code. Yeah, it's normalized, but not to the point
where first time I went to a Waffle House and they were like, this is during COVID.
Yeah.
And when I came back home, and they did not have menus anymore. You had to scan a QR code to see the menu. So they are like getting more normal. Like I go to a hookah bar, scan the QR code to order your hookah. You know, it's just kind of becoming a normal thing. But again, be careful about that.
Be careful regardless. Be careful.
Let's go into our next scam. The next scam involves the tolls. So for those of you who are unaware, I don't know if every country has them or not, but America certainly does. Tolls are the places that we drive through and we just give them our money. It's like we just crossed into a new country. I fucking hate tools. I don't see the point. This country is always taking my money all the fucking time as it is. Why do I have to give you my loose change to just enter another state or another part of the same fucking state or a different part of the goddamn same city? I think tolls in general are scams.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what the whole pay for entry thing is about.
It's ridiculous. And like, I'm an American. If I'm going to a place that's in America, why the fuck do I have to pay a toll to go there? I don't like it.
I mean, paying for passage is low-key crazy work, but they say usually it's for tax purposes. The money goes back to the taxpayers. And
bullshit.
For roads and stuff like that. But on the other hand, you do see less tolls.
I live in Atlanta. Do you have any idea how many fucking potholes are in this goddamn city?
Right. Right, and remember
that money's not going to shit.
And remember that one toll that used to be near Lenox?
Oh, the 400 toll?
Yeah, remember that?
They used to be there? Wait, hold on a sec. Oh my God, you're right. The 400 toll isn't there anymore.
It's been gone for a minute.
Shit, I literally just realized that because when I was growing up in high school, the toll on 400, you couldn't miss it. It was right there.
It was right there.
I'm trying to remember, like, was it before Sandy Springs or like Pleasant Hill, like further up?
It was before.
Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah. Anyways, fuck tolls. All right, so let's go ahead and see with the Instagram page at Nick Jackson, Nick with two I's, N-I-I. CK Jackson has to say about the toll scam.
This is actually starting to sound like a joke at this point with the amount of warnings that the FBI is putting out for everybody right now, but they are sending out yet again another warning that affects anybody that owns a smartphone. So the FBI is now warning iPhone and Android users to immediately delete the text if they receive this message. Okay. This is now the third warning that the FBI has put out to the public, and if you haven't seen the other two, make sure you go click on my page and watch those. Now, the new scam that people are receiving on their phone right now has to do with them saying that you owe money for a toll service, like a toll road or a toll bridge that you passed, and if you don't pay it, you'll get your license taken. I haven't received this scam text personally, but I've seen a ton of comments from people saying that they have, so let us know. And this is just an example of one of the texts that somebody did receive. They screenshotted it. It's literally telling them they owe a fine to keep their license. A bunch of people are actually falling for this. Now, I'm gonna admit that this screenshot specifically does look like a scam because of the phone number and the way that this is written out, but a bunch of people are receiving it and it looks legit. These scammers are even going out of their way to target people that they know are traveling. Which is crazy. Obviously, make sure you stay on top of all of these FBI warnings. They're all on my page right now, but I give you these roundups every day, so make sure you add me and come back to me tomorrow.
All right, so you just heard Nick Jackson talking about the toll scams. Have you heard of these, DJ Hey Cousin?
Unfortunately, yes, both through third parties and personally.
You've received the text yourself?
Yes, I've received quite a few texts as of late in regards to just random shit that I know has nothing to do with me and is ultimately a scam. So it is like upon arrival, it's like, oh, this is what's out now? Oh, this is what they're doing? Okay, interesting.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for me to tell you which scam I almost fell for.
Let me guess.
Drum roll, please. You still want to guess?
Yeah, yes.
Go ahead.
It's yes.
Your guess is yes?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Great. No, bitch. The scam I almost fell for was the toll scam.
The toll scam
got me. So here's my thing. I was actually coming home from work, driving down 400 actually. Mm-hmm. And at the time, there was like this asshole who was like riding my ass, making me really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And so there was no place for me to go just to get out of this dick's way except for the HOV lane.
Yeah.
So I go over to HOV lane literally a couple of seconds so he can drive up. And then I got back into my lane, and the same day, because you know in 400 up north, they got those cameras and shit, so you're going to get a ticket for being in HOV lane if you don't have the pass, mm-hmm. the Georgia Peach Pass.
Yeah, yeah.
Because actually, technically, it wasn't the toll scam, because there's a Georgia Peach Pass toll scam that's going on as well, and that's technically the one that I fell for, because they were saying that I owed money for whatever the fuck the text message said, so I clicked a link. Put my first and last name in, my phone number, my email, and then I thought to myself, wait a minute. And so I Googled, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it was like, hey, don't, blah, blah, blah. This is malware, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, oh, shit. And that's when I came to you. Hey, if I fucking click a link and I don't actually click enter, is my shit.
I remember that. Yes. Remember that? Yes.
That's when that happened. Mm-hmm, so if you live in Georgia or you live anywhere where they have like HOV lane passes or whatever, don't fall for that shit. And actually, as I'm sitting here with you right now, this past Friday at 2:43 p.m. from a Hotmail account, mind you, Quan Sheis L. It's Q-U-N. And if you want to email them, if you want to fucking flood their shit, I don't care. Q-U-N-S-H-E-E-S-E-L. Okay. At hotmail.com. Flood them motherfuckers. Sign them up for every fucking thing. Sign them up for Craigslist, all kinds of subscriptions. Sign them up for that shit, because I got a text message from this email, and it says here the toll roads notice of toll evasion. You have an unpaid toll bill on your account. To avoid late fees, pay within 12 hours or the late fees will be increased and deported. Oh, and reported. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about Trump right now. Deported and reported to the DMV. And it gives me like a website, HTTPS website, right? Please reply why, then exit the text message and then open it again to activate the link or copy the link to your Safari browser and open it. Okay, the toll roads team wishes you a great day.
Wow.
So that's what it says here. I'm going to screenshot this and show it to you so you can see it for yourself. It's bullshit. But again, do me a favor if you're hearing this right now. Fucking flood this email. Sign them up for everything. And honestly, if you get any phone numbers or emails or shit like that, fucking write that stuff on the back of a bathroom stall door and just flood them. Classic. Tell them this is a scammer. Fuck with them. That's what I say. Fuck them.
Go old school on them.
Hell yeah. So I will share that. I'll share that with you guys. But luckily, nothing happened since then. Or maybe they got my malware and haven't used it yet. I don't know. But I have not received any. Oh, someone stolen your identity or anything. So I might be good. Let me knock on this wood.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, I do believe that you're good. You didn't send
any. No, I didn't hit send.
Any information.
I typed out a few things, and I thought to myself, wait a minute. Then I immediately turned my phone off and closed all my windows. I was terrified.
Could have been so much worse.
But here's the thing. I do have some bad news for a lot of men in America. Next, on the Professionally Silly Podcast. They provided us with softcore porn, beer, and wings. We all went there as kids and adults and tried to pretend that we weren't all there for the same reason. Titties. I have breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Fellas, it's time to zip up your pants. Nostalgia. Hooters is officially shutting down in many locations. The legendary home of wings, cleavage, and broken dreams is calling it quits, leaving countless men asking, but where will I awkwardly stare at a waitress while pretending I like sports now? But don't you worry. The great migration to Twin Peaks has already begun, with hordes of desperate, beer-bellied customers sprinting, some with visible wedding rings, towards their next totally there-for-the-food vibes. Experts predict a nationwide surge in flannel shirts, beard oil sales, and men settling for getting that these women do not want them at all. But trust and believe. The women talk shit about all of you weirdos the moment they go back to get your order of fries. And for years, Hooters taught us that chicken wings and tight tank tops were a match made in heaven. just like beer and bad decisions. And honestly, they were right. And now, as we say goodbye to the legendary orange shorts, let us take a moment to honor the brave women who perfected the "no, sir, I will not call you daddy" smile. R.I.P. Hooters. You came, you bounced, you conquered, and help other men come as well. And now, soon, many of your doors will be closing. But don't worry. Some dudes, men, some women will never forget you. Mainly because of their search history. So if you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, Hooters is preparing to file bankruptcy after shuttering dozens of stores. Hooters closed approximately 40 locations last year and owes $300 million in assets.
Damn.
In asset-backed bonds. So Hooters of America is reportedly working with its creditors on kind of like restructuring its business via bankruptcy, which a lot of people do. A lot of people, a lot of businesses. Mm. My dad's bankruptcy attorney. I low-key wish they would have called us. We could use the money. the plans are reportedly not final, but if they do come to fruition, then the court's portion of the bankruptcy would likely begin in the next few months. So they had about 40, quote-unquote here, underperforming restaurants across the country in 2024. So locations in Rhode Island, Virginia, Florida, Texas, and I've also heard Georgia, mm-hmm, as well. They're going to shut down to help the company save some moolah. So here's the thing. If you're unaware, Hooters, big titties, tight tops, short shorts, white socks. And they've been around for like, what, over 40 years. I think that came out like early 80s. And so it's kind of crazy to think about, because that's another one of those topics that's making me feel old as fuck. Because you remember recently, like a few months ago, you and I went to Hooters. Like,
yeah, no, I was 4 or 5 months about ago. That literally as you were talking.
I was like, because we were just driving on Terry Boulevard and we were like, we haven't been to Hooters in a long ass time. And we
forever.
Went in there.
Yeah.
There was no music playing. It felt like the pool hall, but there were titties there, so
there
okay
was
about
some music
it.
Playing. It was just very faint.
Was it?
Yeah, there was TVs playing and
I remember
shit
the TV
and,
playing, but I don't
but
remember
was,
hearing
it. It was also the middle of the day, so there wasn't that much activity. Yeah. It was like one of the dudes.
What time? Was it like around like 1 or 2 or some shit?
Yeah, it was.
Because
yeah.
It used to be the place where a lot of guys went for like their lunch break and shit, but
yeah, I think
it was
also
empty as fuck.
We were also in between things. Like we were waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
Let's just go in here and just chill until this somebody
until the
calls
other thing
us
happened.
Or something. Yeah,
we're also hungry. We got some wings, got some curly fries. Like, you know, the food wasn't horrible or anything. It was just the ambiance isn't what it was when we grew up. Like when we would go to Hooters when we were like teenagers, it was packed.
Well,
like, there was a line.
Yeah, and that's the thing about like certain third spaces, because that is considered a third space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some third places have certain requirements, as far as volume, as far as reaching a certain kind of atmosphere,
mm-hmm,
and Hooters has not been able to achieve that particular ambiance for some time.
I think it's because of like where we are, kind of like right now, like present day, is that we have the ability to see titties everywhere. I go to the club, titties. I go to the bar, titties. I go to the lounge, titties. I go to the strip club, titties. I go to the grocery store, titties. I go to Waffle House, titties. I go to Walmart, titties. Titties are everywhere. I go to Pornhub, dicks.
For free.
I mean, titties.
There's an oversaturation of titties for free.
Yeah, so it's like, and then also, like, I can see some, literally, you can see titties anywhere. Go on TikTok, titties. So, you know, like, I will tell you this. Hooters wings aren't awful. They're pretty good, but I would get them naked. I don't like the breaded ones. I get my Hooters wings naked. And now if Hooters does go out of business, like in general, that it kind of saddens me a little bit, because it's kind of like another place that I went to in my prime that it's just like dying. You know, Media Play is gone. Circuit City is gone. Radio Shack is dying. Blockbuster is gone. Chuck E. Cheese is kind of slowly dying. Toys R Us is gone. Like, it's just like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, it's another piece of what you consider normal to be evaporating.
Yeah, man, I feel 84. You know. So I Googled it here, and it says here, Hooters actually once called themselves the American Wing Joint. Bullshit. That started in the 1983. So I was right, in Clearwater, Florida. So I guess in the 80s you can call them the original Wing Joint, but not fucking now, especially in Atlanta. Fuck that. So there are a few people who could really care less that Hooters is shutting down, and I'm not talking about wives. I'm not talking about gay men. I'm not talking about girlfriends. I am talking about heterosexual cis men who don't give a fuck. And I will, you know what? I'm going to let you hear from the horse's mouth. A man, a heterosexual man, and this is coming from the Instagram page at @tspeed_. Let's go ahead and see what he has to say.
Now, it's a viral video going around that Hooters is closing the fuck down. And I know people think people heartbroke, but don't nobody go to fucking Hooters. We don't give a fuck. Bitch, we go to Twin Peaks. But I'm saying all that to say this. Let me tell you something, Hooters. Hooters might be cool in the state where they like breasts, but down here in the South, Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, Austin, Texas, Laredo, Texas, Corsicana, Texas, Mahale, Texas, Lubbock, Texas, you know, you get the fucking picture. We like ass. Ass. These bitches right here look like they work on a Baywatch commercial. Only thing you see is when they turn around, their ass look like a capital fucking P. Big at the top, flat as hell at the bottom. Let me tell you something. If a bitch gonna send me my Pillsbury dough bun or my ciabatta bread burger, at least bring me the burger flat with the ass fat. Nigga, don't bring me the burger fat and the ass flat and think I'm gonna tip you $20 to $40 because you got some big titties. What can the fuck possibly I do with some motherfucking titties? I ain't had no titties since my mama used to breastfeed me when I was little. That's the only use I think titties is for. Other than that, ass. Now. If you hire one of these women as a babysitter to watch your kids, I'm pretty sure they can put a baby to sleep with them motherfuckers. But I ain't trying to go to sleep when I come over your ass in the middle of the night. I ain't trying to go to sleep when I meet you at the bar, Twin Peaks, or none of that. When I lie to you and tell you everything I got, I'm not lying to you because I want some titties. I'm lying to you because I want some ass. So let the CEO of Hooters know, maybe you should start hiring some women that got, like, some ass and thighs. And maybe you'll have a lot of white men, black men, Indian, Asian men, all of us in there because... One thing about all of us men that live in the South now, titties is cool. But I think we like a little ass, a little ass, a little ass.
Just a little ass, man.
It's just a little ass.
Just a little ass, just man. Just a little ass. I mean, my man's got a point, man. It's a season of ass. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. We still respect titties. I love a good titty. It's just time for them to step aside for a second and let that ass do the work. Rest in titty. Paradise, I don't know. That was backwards as fuck, but I meant what I said.
Rest in titty.
Rest in titty. I'm going to start saying that. So listen, Hooters, I might go by again, next time in the next few weeks for like a nostalgic meal before it's done. I don't know which all of the locations that are shutting down, obviously. It's going to take some time to figure that out, but I do know a couple places. I want to go to the other one. I want to go to the one in McDonough. I don't want to go to Ontario Boulevard. That one sucks ass. Let's go to the one in McDonough. Maybe they at least have some good looking white there.
Most likely. I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
In a long time.
Figure we go there after we eat. We can like rob a bank or something. You know, just like make an evening of it.
Something real casual.
Maybe there's a pool hall over there. Fuck, I don't know.
Maybe.
Do you live in a horny state?
Yep.
Yeah, let's find out next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Is your state on the top 10 horniest state list? Let's find out. That's my sexy.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I think.
Yeah,
did it work?
That. No, I mean, I feel a chub a little
Ooh,
bit. Yeah.
Penis. I'm not good at dirty talk. All right, let's go ahead and get to this. So I came across this on Instagram, which I got to tell you, a lot of my topics do come from Instagram and TikTok, but social media in general, but Instagram a lot. I ain't gonna hold you. Sometimes there's some things there that kind of blow my mind a little bit. So this is coming from the @explainingtheuniverse Instagram page. And so the thing that caught my eye here is these are the top 10 horniest states based on their DoorDash orders. So we're going to talk about that. It says here from coast to coast, consumers are turning up the heat And this year, DoorDash uncovered where modern intimacy isn't just alive, it's thriving. Based on the orders of condoms, lubricants, and vibrating toys. Oh, and the top intimate state may surprise you. So here's my thing. First of all, who the fuck is on DoorDash ordering sex toys and intimacy things?
Well,
I'm not doing that.
Well, folks are very brash in this world we live in, aka the future. So, you know, you may have ordered some stuff from Kroger and, you know, oh, hey, make a trip to CVS on the way and pick up this lube and this 12-pack of non-latex condoms.
The only way I'm getting condoms to... Oh, actually, I don't need that. I'm a lesbian. But if I was a guy, if I was getting condoms delivered to me, it's because I know we're about to smash and there's no time. So we're about to, like, foreplay. I'm going to get you drunk. We're going to have some... You want to smoke a little bit? By the time we get nice and loose, bing bong, condom delivery. Okay, I get that. But sex toys? Bro, I don't want anybody else buying my sex toys. I want to read the reviews. I don't know.
Hey, some folks are way more just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks.
That's a disgusting thing to say about
it is.
At
it's
this
perfectly
moment.
Timed. I
Let's go ahead and see what's going on here. All right, starting from 10. All right. Based on the orders of condoms, lubricants, and vibrating toys, DJ Hey Cousin, what do you think? Actually, I want you to go ahead and name like three states that you think are on this top 10 list before I even tell you.
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
I'm gonna go with Philadelphia.
Baltimore, New Jersey, Philadelphia. Let's see. Number 10, New Jersey.
Nasty ass motherfuckers.
Number 9, Florida. That should have been your first one.
Oh, well, yeah.
A lot
true.
Of freaks
that's
out there.
True. Yeah,
a lot
that's
of
true.
Freaks out there. Number 8, Minnesota. Minnesota.
Yeah, those, they be cheating over there a lot.
Yeah, they got Juicy Lucy's out there. I get it.
Yeah, most Snap stories are over there.
Number 7, California. California.
Yeah. The home of the porn industry.
Porn. Number 6, Texas.
Just some nasty. Just the entire. Just asses Texas. Everywhere. Just sweaty asses.
Yeah, I mean, we just heard
we heard our boy talking.
Just some ass. Mm-hmm. Some ass, please. All right, number 5, New York. You should have already known.
Yeah.
You should have already known.
Should have already known.
We've seen every episode of Law & Order SVU. I know what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Out there.
Sex and murder.
Sex and murder. Number 4, Nevada.
Yeah.
Vegas. Makes sense.
A bunny ranch and all that stuff.
Bunnies. Fucking like rabbits.
Yeah. Ooh.
Number 3, Colorado.
Let's roll some blunts and put balls in our mouths.
Not like a dip on your dick on your lip on a mountaintop.
Yeah.
Number 2, Arizona.
Oh, that one just
that one kind of surprises me a little bit.
Yeah, that just came out of nowhere, honestly.
Number 1, drum roll, please. You do realize I'm going to take that out and put in an actual drum roll, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Utah.
What? What?
I don't like the way you responded to that.
Utah. Why?
I don't know. I've never been there. And I got to be honest with you, I don't plan on going. It just feels like I'm not supposed to be. Do black people live in Utah? I mean, I know black people live all over the world, but it's just like, why Utah?
Yeah, what is it? Is there an uptick in retirement homes there? And
maybe
just
it's
by
more
proxy?
Affordable to live there, I guess.
Yeah, and just
is Utah known for anything?
I don't know. My first thought was fucking retirement homes and the way in which the folks over there be hunching on each other and getting diseases.
Let me see if I can find some.
I don't know. Out. I mean, I don't know.
Hey, Gemini, is Utah known for anything special?
Absolutely. Utah's got some seriously amazing scenery. You've got those super cool national parks with crazy rock formations. And if you like skiing or snowboarding, there are some great mountains for that, too. Plus, they have this unique history and culture that's pretty interesting. Do you want to hear more about Utah's national parks? Or would you rather hear about the skiing?
Absolutely not. Thank you. So then, no, they have nothing going on in Utah, is what I just heard.
I see no correlation with mountaintops, forests, and hunching all day and night. I don't see, and I don't get it. I don't. I guess I'm sure we're missing something. I'm sure we're missing something to the equation here. But congrats, Utah.
Yeah, I guess to all the states that I just shouted out for being horny for your DoorDash orders. Congratulations.
And Georgia, step your game up. I really thought we was going to be on this list.
Yeah, we weren't even on the top 10. That's messed up. Atlanta itself should be on the list.
We're probably like 12 or some shit. Like, we were right there probably.
Like, right there, just missed it.
Yeah, yeah. 13.
All right, guys. So this is coming from the Instagram page at Explaining the Universe. Go ahead and check them out. And it was interesting. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's mayo is gross and ass is in. You okay?
Sorry, a little PTSD there.
The mayo thing.
Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't get it. I don't understand why y'all like mayo by itself, just on things. Oh, God. Yeah. Ugh, it's so oily and eggy. Oh, God, greasy.
Professional and silly life rules. And don't forget earlier, I shouted out the extreme Jenga video that DJ Hey Cousin and I did on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. You do not want to miss that. It was hilarious. You don't want to miss that. Shout out to the listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Those things are so adorable. Hello. Hey, ears. I really do appreciate all of you. I really do. Thank you so much for chilling with me every week. And I mean that. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review. It would definitely help my podcast grow. Check out down below the show notes, all of our information where you can find our social medias and our link trees and all that. Make sure you follow DJ Hey Cousin on his TikTok, on his Instagram, and flood his DMs. And make sure he finally starts the OD podcast up, because we're ready for an episode. We want to hear you OD. It's time.
It's time? Are you
the time is now! John Cena said that. That's a quote.
Whoa.
Time is now.
Whoa.
Time is now.
Guys, I'm coming. All right.
That's what
coming.
She said. So subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform that you're using, and leave a 5-star and or written review, because trust me when I say that helps my podcast grow and it helps other podcasts as well. So if there is a podcast that you religiously listen to every week and you haven't let the review or a 5-star, go ahead and correct that mistake.
Do it.
And let them know that you like what they're doing. And this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you ain't heard yet, because I got a ton of them. And share the podcast with a friend. There's nothing more fun than listening to your favorite podcast with someone else who is likely minded as you. It's a good time.
Oh, it is. It is.
It's a good time.
It is.
All right, check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly and the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook, which I mentioned earlier in the show. I will be putting the Minnesota video up there. If you haven't already seen it, it's there now. But I guess by this time you're listening to it, it's probably on YouTube by now. But it's up there. So make sure you guys are subscribed so you know when all those things are being posted. If you have some story ideas story ideas, you want advice or things you want to share, things like that, email me. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com or leave a voicemail or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. All right, so my P.O. Box is down there too. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones.
And I'm your audible side piece, Wes DJ Hey Cousin Roberts.
And thank you so much for listening to the... Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to have Gemini sign off.
Oh, my.
Sure thing. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Podcast.
And that's my wife, Gemini. So the Professionally Silly Station, thank you so much for listening. This is where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. The object of golf is to play the least amount of golf. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.